I'm at the Doctrine Conference up in Vancouver, BC, talking with Barry Braster of Tato Press. So, Barry, can you tell me first what Tato Press is and what you guys specialize in?
Tato Press stands for Technical Documentation and Presentation. We've been around since 1974. We're originally a Dutch company, so we have our headquarters in the Netherlands. And I'm in the Austin, Texas office. So we have a few more offices in Germany and Singapore as well, Japan too.
Now, what is simplified technical English?
Simplified technical English is, first of all, I guess the sales pitch is one of the services that we offer, right? So in addition to simplified English, we also do translations, illustrations, technical authoring, etc. But simplified technical English is literally, it is what it says it is. It's making technical English easy to understand. So it makes sure it standardizes it, so it standardizes terminology, so don't use 10 different terms that all have the same meaning, just pick one that is unambiguous. And use grammatical rules in order to make technical content easy to understand, clear, concise, and consistent.
Now, it seems like those are the principles of good writing anyway, to make things clear and easily understandable. So
So why is no one doing it?
But I mean, is there something more involved and more methodized or something about
this? About the STE? Yes. First of all, I mean, there's many standard or style guides out there. The reason why we base ourselves on this particular one is there's a few reasons. Number one, it's originally an aerospace and defense standard. As you may know, or the listeners may know, ISO, QS, that type of standards, they all derive from that particular industry. So it's a very reliable industry. Number two, it's an international standard. So meaning that it has a linguistic approach to it. Where other style guides may say, don't use the word, or actually you can use, if you have to pick between check, make sure, be sure, and ensure, doesn't really matter which one you pick, as long as you're being consistent about it. The standard actually says, don't pick to check or to ensure, to be sure, actually stick with to make sure, because that one is the least ambiguous of them all.
So this style guide here that I'm looking at, is this the extent of what you have to master to begin to write in simplified English, or is there a lot?
No, the booklet that we offer online at simplifiedenglish.net, it's a 112-page booklet, and it gives you an historic overview. Because we heard a lot of questions in the past, like, okay, well, what is it? What is controlled English? What is simplified English? What is plain language? We basically wrote a book about it. So it gives an historic overview, it gives case studies, it tells why it is necessary to write in a controlled way, and it gives you samples, and it's very informative. There's only the last two pages, I believe, where we make a sales pitch. So the under 110 are very informative.
So does this forbid idioms and things that are native to whatever culture the person is in? Like, for example, a little saying that only one culture would understand, or, I mean?
Yes, I mean, if you want a nice example that I guess is maybe recent is, if you want to, in technical writing, if you want to use the verb to Google, well then you can't. I mean, it needs to be clear, and to Google is not clear specifically by non-native speakers. If you, in business, sometimes people say, well, give me a ballpark number, you know, or just throw a couple of numbers at the wall. Well, if that goes into technical writing and it goes across the ocean and has to be understood by your customers in Asia, well, then you have a problem. So this is about clear technical writing. That's what this is about. So we're not trying to make people speak simplified English. God, you know, we all do that in the pub anyway, right? In the weekends. No, this is about technical communication, and you need to make sure that that you do it in the correct way, because you will have all sorts of consequences. I mean, a practical example would be the verb to clear, for instance. Now, a couple of years ago, there was an airplane that was going to, at least attempting to land, and ground proximity warning told everyone on the ground to clear the runway before the arrival of the aircraft, right? So the aircraft approaches, and just before he's about to touch down, he sees a machine on the runway. So he has to pull up and get out of there. So collision avoided. Now, what happened in the end was that the vehicle that was on the runway was a snowplow, and the operator was told to clear the runway. So a simple verb to clear can have two extremely different meanings. And if you're talking about technical documentation, whether you're manufacturing a medical device, an airplane, or a saw bench, if you're talking about safety, if you're talking about not wanting to have liability issues on your hand, if you want to talk about pretty much just communicating as clearly as possible to your customers, with all sorts of benefits if you do so, translations would be one of them, then why not do so?
That's pretty cool. I bet there's a lot of things that I write and just think, oh yeah, everybody understands that, and don't realize that they're...
It's an interesting aspect because when we do the training, you need the training in order to understand the rules. We sometimes have to deal with writers or engineers that have been with the company for 20 years and they have the same approach. You know, this is clear to me. Why would I change my way of writing? I don't get this. It's sometimes then we have to emphasize, not necessarily on how to write in a simplified technical language, but why it is necessary to do so. The fact of the matter is that the audience is not the same as it was 20 years ago. We're talking about your product is no longer going next door. Your product is going overseas. It's going everywhere. It's going globally. And you want to make sure that that audience that you're now serving understands your technical documentation. So, and you basically what you need to do is put the burden, take it away from your customer and put it on your own shoulders and put yourself in their shoes. Yes, it's clear for you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's clear to them. They may not have the technical knowledge that you have as an engineer or as a writer.
Well, where can people find more information about this? Where can you get training and where can you buy the style guides and things like that?
You can go online and go to simplifiedenglish.net. You'll get to our website, and you can order the booklet that you're holding right now, the historic overview. It's called The New Language in International Business Simplified English, 112-page booklet. It's free, so it's a free promotion. We want to encourage people to start looking at this, and so we're giving them away. In addition to that, we have services that we offer, and any type of information that you would like from us, we'll provide you with.
All right. Thank you, Barry. I was talking with Barry Braster of Tato Press, and he's at the Documentation and Training Conference in Vancouver.
Thank you.
All right, Barry.